Hundreds of drift boats are in Bristol Bay's Nooshigak District fishing this summer's record-breaking sockeye run. Over the weekend, disaster struck one vessel when the strong current sucked it between two much larger ships. KDLG's Avery Lill has the story.
Shortly after midnight on Saturday, July 14th, the fishing vessel Christie lost power. As the tide carried them, the boat floated in the current at 5 knots. Its skipper, Jan Medhog, and deckhand Kyle Brojakowski worked to restore power to the 32-foot aluminum drift boat. Medhog's wife, Kayla Breeden, went to the stern to hang a protective buoy.
When you're out there fishing for that many days, you just think kind of everything is mundane. So I grabbed my buoy to go out there, but I didn't even put, you know, my rain jacket on, and I almost didn't put my boots on because we thought we were going to clear her.
She could see two large ships, which she estimated were 3 football fields away. The 330-foot-long fish processing vessel Gordon Jensen and the even larger cargo ship Soho. They were anchored about 15 feet from each other. 10 seconds later, after Breeden hung the buoy, the Christie struck the Gordon Jensen. Medhog explained what happened next.
We ended up getting jammed in between the two vessels, pushed up against their Yokohama fender that was between the two of them. We started to violently smash between the two vessels.
The fender, a giant rubber cylinder filled with air and designed to protect the two larger ships from damaging one another, pinned the Christie at the bow. The aluminum boat bounced between the two steel ships.
You could hear it crushing the boat in between. Aluminum is strong, but it's not stronger than steel and water with all that pressure. So she cried and moaned and banged really bad for quite a while.
Medhog radioed the Gordon Jensen for assistance. The fish processor lifted Breeden off the embattled boat in a man basket. Medhog and Brojakowski attempted to situate the Christie so that she could stay afloat through the incoming tide. They hoped to extricate her from between the ships at slack tide when the boat would no longer be pinned to the fender. From her position on the Gordon Jensen, however, Breeden could see that the men were in more danger than they knew.
And our boat is not a flat deck. We've got a pit in the back for picking, so more water was building up in there. Our deckhand, right before they decided to get off, heard the crying moan of metal twisting. I don't know if you can describe it, but when you hear it, you know, and you leave.
Medhog and Brojakowski finally clambered onto the fender moments before the Christie capsized, bow over stern, and sank beneath the waves in seconds.
As Jan was stepping off the bow, the stern was taking on all the water and starting to curl under. So 2 seconds later, and he probably wouldn't have been able to get off.
The Gordon Jensen brought Medhog and Brojakowski aboard in the same man basket that had rescued Breeden just 20 minutes earlier.
So finally, when the guys did get lifted off, I ran up and we all three hugged each other, just like out of a movie.
In the aftermath of the disaster, many loose ends remain. The United States Coast Guard is investigating the incident. Right now, it is not assigning fault in the accident to any party. The senior investigating officer did note that the anchor line aboard the Christie was not long enough to be useful in this situation, where it was drifting in water 40 to 50 feet deep.
You know, certainly an anchor might have helped in this case. I mean, situational awareness is always key, and having the right equipment, you know, knowing your operation, having the right equipment can obviously prevent disasters.
The captains of the Soho and Gordon Jensen have not reported any damage to their vessels. The United States Coast Guard will work with Medhog on a salvage plan to mitigate any hazards the sunken vessel poses, including pollution risk related to the diesel fuel that was aboard the boat. Medhog and Breeden flew back to their home in Seattle on Monday, but they plan to return next year.
We're hoping to get a safe boat, and we're probably going to bring our kids next year. What happened to us was a very fluke thing. There wasn't really anything we could have done differently, and I don't think that it could happen again to somebody, but I think we can all learn from what did happen, and thank God for all the other fishermen out there that help each other in the way that it is here in Alaska and on the river.
With help from KDLG's Austin Fast, I'm Avery Lill in Dillingham.